I think the courts have to determine him being a guardian, a legal guardian.
We were talking about the roads here. You had dirt first, and then gravel. What kind you got? Most of them now are in the parish or
blacktop.
Blacktop, right?
Most of them. We still got gravel roads. I remember when we got the gravel roads here, we wait around here. The state didn't help us any then in those days. I was on the police jury. I'd been on the police jury if anybody had passed. And all the citizens of this city got together and we voted us. I'll just give you an idea about how things were back in those $750,000 bond issue to gravel a bunch of roads. If you gravel a road through the parish, they designated the roads that were included in that, and it was several hundred miles of road that we were going to get gravel for $750,000. You would gravel a mile now. I pave a mile of road now. But a lot of.
Yeah.
And I think before we spent all the money, the state took them over. I remember for quite a while after that, we hadn't spent all the $750,000. I think we wondered what we could do with it.
But when did tar roads come in?
Huh?
When did tar roads come in?
Well, these blacktop things you're talking about?
Yeah, tar. That.
I just really don't know. I don't remember.
Probably it was natural to come to a spot in the road and see where a log had fallen across it or something like that, wasn't it?
Huh?
It was probably natural to come to a spot in the road and have something blocking your way most of the time.
Well, occasionally we have wind and blow something over the road. They had blacktop roads when I was in the service up in New York on Long Island. I had some roads up there that had some pretty nasty holes in that blacktop, too. I had a Model T. Another boy and myself bought us a Model T Ford to run around on our days of leave. And we run around up there on Long Island. Bump over those roads. I had a blacktop. We had a good many Mississippi people over here, and they used to tease us about our roads, about everything, the roads over here. And I told one of them one day, I said, hell, I reckon we don't have any roads over there and have them in Mississippi. I said, you haven't got nothing but hills and gullies over there, and the ground squirrels gravel the roads for you. They kick the gravel down out of the hills. Off the side of these gullies and gravel your roads for you. You don't have to gravel them. But we had to haul gravel in here by rail. I worked with the road outfit for a while in 1920. Loaded gravel with a clamshell out of boxcars.